Assalamualaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In this session, we will start to go through the first hikmah, meaning short wise quote, of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Kun fil fitnati kabn al-labun la zahrun fayurkab wa la dhar'un fayuhla. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace upon him, said, during social disturbance, be like the two-year-old camel who has neither a back strong enough for riding nor others for milking. First, the word kun. It contains the verb and the subject within it, and the subject is not any particular individual, and it is addressed to the general public, that it includes you and me. The word fitna has a multitude of meanings in Arabic language. It can refer to any kind of trial, tribulation, calamity, torment, and even polytheism and social disturbances. In this occasion, it is most accurately translated as social disturbance. And the word Ibn al-Labun means the male two-year-old camel who naturally cannot produce milk and furthermore is neither strong enough nor tame enough to be used for riding. Therefore, he does not have any use for mankind at that age. Here we see the analogy that Imam Ali alayhi salam has used to clarify his point. In some of the narrations, the quote includes a third part, "Wala wabara fayuslab," meaning that the two-year-old camel does not have any wool to shave and use. So we could understand that Imam says, during fitna, meaning civil disturbance, where two or more corrupt groups are fighting each other, adopt such an attitude that people would not be able to take advantage of you directly or indirectly for their own benefits. They neither burden you with the complicated affairs nor try to drive any advantage out of you. There are many examples of these kinds of social disturbances in the early centuries of Islam, and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and their companions always withdrew from them. Abu Muslim's uprising against Umayyads is one such a fitna. Supposedly, its aim was to defeat falsehood, but in truth, it was to replace one falsehood with another, the rule of Bani Abbas instead of the Umayyads. For this reason, when Abu Muslim proposed the caliphate to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in a letter, the Imam did not accept it because he knew the real intention of this uprising behind the scenes. And in other words, the Imam knew that this was a fitna where two false groups have clashed and neither of them should be supported. We also could see some examples of these fitna in the time of Islamic Republic of Iran, where the wise leaders Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh and Imam Khamenei hafizahullah, who are the representative of Imam of age ajalallah ta'ala farajhu sharif, made the same decision as their infallible ancestors. For instance, when Saddam invaded Kuwait in 1990 and USA decided to retaliate against Saddam, there Saddam, who knew he was going to be defeated, asked Iran to unite with him against USA and the occupying Zionist regime. But the wise leader Imam Khamenei refused, and in one of his speeches addressing the Ummah, he made it clear that this is a war between two armies of falsehood, and that is why we do not get involved. However, where there is a battle between truth and falsehood, between haq and batil, it is the duty of every Muslim to join the army of truth and rise up and sacrifice their life for it if need be. In today's world, it is very clear which regime is the oppressor regime and which one is the helper of the oppressed one, and which side, despite all the economic problems that it faces, tries to help the other oppressed countries to build their own economic and social structures with all the means available to them. Which regime is trying to spread darkness and corruption and godless culture and behavior all around the globe, and which one is trying to spread the light of guidance and transmit this message of Allah and people of Allah, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, to all nations. So my brothers and sisters, we have to be fully aware of our time and not be so naive as to fall for the tricks of megalomaniacs and tyrants whose goal is to dominate others in order to indulge their own lusts and desires and inflate their already overlarge ego. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.